All right, and we are on the air. This is Ed Raymer for the Edmund Lee Raymer Show. We're glad to have you here on a chilly February 22nd, Sunday night. And we're glad to be here. We've got some ladies here with us. And I'll tell you what, Connor, if you don't mind, I want to give these ladies maximum yield of our time. We're doing a show in memoriam tonight to the passing Miss Liz McPhee, who passed away some time ago, and we're going to get into all that, okay, and tell you about this wonderful person that Rutherford County and Murfreesboro is going to miss. We have some friends, I think, that might be calling in. I'll tell you what let's do. Connor, let's kick this thing off right now. Let me give them, like I said, maximum yield of their time. But for right now, my name is Edwin Lee Raymer, and yes, I'm still a private investigator. Welcome aboard.
This is the Edwin Lee Raymer Show with your host, Ed Raymer, on your good neighbor station, News Radio WGNS.
This is the Edwin Lee Raymer Show, and I'm your host, Ed Raymer, and this show is produced at the studios of WGNS AM 1450, 100.5 or 101 FM, right here in the heart of the great Volunteer State, Murfreesboro, Tennessee. Now, you can reach us tonight and reach our guest at 615-893-1450. That's 615-893-1450. And you can also send us a text to that number. And our producer, Brother Connor over there, will be glad to read it over the air. For those of you who do not wish to be heard live, if you're a little too high or too shy and don't want to, we understand. I've got a whole host of people here that are with us tonight. Miss Sally David, Miss Sally Franklin is here, Phyllis Washington, and Julie Frederick is running around here taking pictures of all of us. I think she's trying to keep them for evidence later. And I'll tell you what you can do. We were just talking with ladies about it. You can listen to us. You can see us on Facebook Live. Everyone knows that. The biggest one is YouTube. You can download Edwin Lee Raymer Show or News Radio WGNS. However you want to do it, it's on YouTube. You can find me. And all. Thank you, Connor. And you can find us there and find all of our shows that have been on there from going back years now that have been on. Our guests and everything are right there live on YouTube, believe it or not. And yet check out, well, I'll get into it in a minute, but Angela Bingham just left and a while ago. Didn't get a chance to visit with her much, her and Angie Marie. But, you know, we're going to, I want you to follow her show. She's on Simplicity at 6 o'clock. Like I said, you can find us on Facebook, YouTube Live. Of course, you can always listen on the good old-fashioned radio, 1450 AM. And our FM frequency is 100.5, 101.9. And like I said, check out, I mean, Jason Qualls in the afternoon with financial coaching. Great guests he's got. And like I said, Angela Bingham and all the ladies, they're both the ladies at Simplicity, doing a great job feeding people in our community, doing what the good book says you ought to do. And we're so glad to be affiliated with her. And before we get started, I want you, from last week, young lady that was with me, and I think she's out of town right now. I think she was getting on a plane going somewhere. But Once Upon a Page, 2026, it's a book and story convention. And she's got local authors, narrators, vendors, April the 18th and 19th at Smyrna Event Center at 100 Sam Ridley Parkway down in Smyrna. The year's event will bring together writers of all genres, from fantasy and romance to poetry and children's literature, and a weekend packed with author signings, panel discussions, giveaways, community fun. You can get tickets at thespinebookshop.com. That's thespinebookshop.com. And check that out. And help Lindsay Schultz out. She does a great job down there with her bookstore. We appreciate it. Tonight, we have for your information, we have Sally Franklin back. Hello, Sally.
Hey, it's my third time in with you.
She's about to drive us crazy, but we can bring her back.
You invited me once, and you can't run me off.
No. And Phyllis, don't say that. And Phyllis Washington.
Dr. Phyllis Washington, which
is
I just
Dr.
found
Phil,
out.
I'm so,
she
is
just,
it doc-
listen, let's get
I
it.
Want you to introduce her
Dr.
and tell everybody
Phyllis
what's
Washington.
Going on. And about our friend you've got locked in the back room, Julie, while you're doing that.
She'll come out here a little bit later on if she's allowed. She's in timeout for now.
What's going on, ladies?
So today is First Lady Elizabeth Liz Lorenza McPhee's birthday. And Miss Phyllis Washington, who I'll introduce in just a moment, is one of her probably dearest friends and agreed to be here with us. Important part of my grieving and my journey, as I've lost a lot of people important to me over the past 5 years, is to remember them, especially on their birthdays, and share some things that maybe other people may not
know. I
know
you do that. I know you like, we did it for Candy.
We did it for Candy,
right,
and I will. I'll be back for her birthday. I was going to tell you that today when I'm here.
Oh, okay. So that date's filled.
September, yes. So that date's filled. I'll be back.
Okay.
And it just really feels good to me. Now, I'm going to talk just a little bit about grief, and that I shared this with Phyllis as well, that there are some people who are called simple grievers. And they don't talk about people after they're gone. You know, they go to a funeral, they're okay, and they move on. And there are some of us who share our grief, and sharing grief makes me feel a little bit better. So I think that's one of the reasons why I think I appreciate you having us here, and especially on her birthday.
More than happy to do it.
Yeah, so let me talk a little bit about Dr. Phyllis Washington. So she's originally from Shelbyville, Tennessee.
Right.
And resides here in Murfreesboro, Tennessee, where she's been here for a long time, a graduate with her undergraduate degree from MTSU in 1974. What was that degree?
BS in English.
Okay, and was it Middle Tennessee Teachers College at the time?
No,
it was MTSU.
Middle Tennessee State University.
No, MTSU.
Okay. So my mom went, that's why I'm confused, and when she graduated, I think she said it was, because I have her yearbooks, it was like Middle Tennessee Teachers College.
What year did she graduate?
I don't know. I was born in 72, so if we do the math, it would have been before then. So I'd have to look at it. So my mom went to MTSU, my sister, me, and my niece. So we are an MTSU family. We're true blue.
True?
Yes. And so, and that's what you got in 74 and 76. You got your master's. And what was that in?
English.
In English again. And then in 1986 is when you became a doctor. You went to Tennessee State University.
Right. Administration and supervision.
Administration and supervision. Okay, great. And then you worked for 41 years in the Rutherford County School System.
Rutherford County Schools. And MTSU.
Okay.
MTSU, for 6 years, I was Director of Minority Affairs.
Nice. And were you an administrator and an educator in the school system? Or
I taught 8th grade at Central Middle.
Okay, cool.
It's a magnet school now, but it was Central Middle.
Okay.
I taught 8th grade English.
Okay.
And left from there after 6 years, came to MTSU, worked at MTSU 6 years, then went back to Rutherford County Schools as the secondary coordinator.
Okay. And then you retired, what year did you say it was?
2015.
2015. Nice. Okay. And
retirement is wonderful.
And also, you know,
we're going to get a little bit into that.
I think that, you know, some of the things she shared with me that she's been able to do in retirement with her friends is beautiful. And I think it's something that we should listen to tonight, take to heart, and make time to do some of these things that these ladies did as friends and sisters. The other thing that we have to mention, which is one of the other reasons why we're all here, you know, three of us, and First Lady Liz McPhee, is because we are sorority sisters. And so,
I have to mention that's a big thing.
Phyllis is the reason why we have a chapter in Murfreesboro at MTSU for AK.
Really?
She was one of the founding charter members in 1973 of our chapter.
There were 16 of us.
16 of us.
Who were charter members.
16 of you.
16 of us are charter members.
Yes.
the Ada Psi chapter, which is the Middle Tennessee State University chapter.
Okay.
Yeah, so that's she's a matriarch of our chapter, and so that's just, she deserves that respect. And who also brought the chapter here was Miss Mary Scales, who's no longer with us either. And I know you remember T90 and Mary Scales.
So. Sure.
And I was trying to remember, how long ago did she pass? Has it been 10 years?
It's at least. But at I need to mention two other names.
Okay.
Lavinia Webb was also one of the advisors at that time, and also Mary Stewart.
Mary Stewart, yes.
So there were three who were advisors.
And the other thing that I want to mention, too, because I think this was mentioned at the funeral, there are times when we're together as sorority sisters, and you will hear us refer to each other as sorors. And you hear that as well when we may be in a Greek setting, and really it just means we're sorority sisters. For our organizations that are part of the Divine Nine, it is a little bit more of a lifelong thing than I saw my sister experience, but I just kind of wanted to explain the terminology sometimes that you may hear when we talk about the sorority when we're together. And so to us as a sorority, you know, she is and was Sora McPhee.
Oh, yeah.
And she's 23 years ago, I guess, is when she joined the sorority, something like that, I think is what I heard.
She was going to become silver this year, which means 25 years this year.
Okay.
Is what would have happened.
Okay.
Yeah. Now, for you folks with this wonderful lady that's here, Phyllis, thank you for being here. Mm-hmm. And Sally, thank you.
Thank you,
Julie. Thanks for being here, even though we've got her chained up. Get her something to eat, too, Connor. some cereal or something. Nothing expensive.
No milk. No spoon.
Nothing expensive. No. But Phyllis is the wife of Ron Washington, who was a
city councilman,
Middle Tennessee Electric for a while. For several years, I guess. I don't know.
And, yes, many years.
And was a city councilman. Mm-hmm. And,
18 years.
Now sits at home in front of the television and just gripes all the time.
In the man cave.
Good. At least you got somewhere for him to go.
Yes. Okay. I have put him in the man cave.
Yeah, okay. Well, yes. I'm going to leave that to you. I don't know. I'm not in the middle of that. Huh? Okay. Yeah. But anyway, you know, I'm going to say this and I'll shut up because as I do most of the time, and especially on occasions like this, I let our guests pretty well just run the show. And I don't have a problem with that. Most people, you don't let anyone come in and take, I don't get off on all that. My wife and I have been together 44 years, so I've learned to just sit back and listen. And
She's a saint. She's a saint.
You've never even met her.
I know she's a saint because you just said y'all have been married for 44 years. So I know she's a saint.
Yes.
Okay, that'll be enough about the last century and the trials and tribulations of many people. But Liz McPhee.
Mm-hmm. And so, I want to say, if for anybody who doesn't know, like, because there may be people listening who've been under a rock that are not aware that, Sidney McPhee, and it's Dr. Sidney McPhee, right, has been the president at Middle Tennessee State University for almost 25 years now,
right?
Almost 25 years.
Correct.
And he was married to the dynamic and prolific First Lady Elizabeth Lenz Lorenza McPhee. She was born on today in 1953. Today is her birthday, which is why we wanted to be here.
Okay, and I know you wanted to do it for today.
February 22nd, yes, I think that was really perfect. And she transitioned from this life January 8th, 2026. Not the way any of us wanted to start out the year, right, is at another service.
Sure.
So, So she was born, she was the First Lady of Middle Tennessee State University, known for her tireless work as an educator, volunteer, and fundraiser for charitable causes. She died after a brief illness, and she was 72 years old. She worked alongside her husband, Dr. Sidney McPhee, through 25 years of MTSU while he was the president. They were married for 45 years. She's an advocate, supporter, and mentor to generations of university students, faculty, and staff. She's known for her love of stylish hats and fashion sense.
We'll get into that.
Yeah. She's very visible and engaged in the Murfreesboro campus. She planned activities, fundraisers, and events for the university and the sorority. She was loved and admired by scores of elementary students. She taught during her almost 40 years as an educator. So not only was she the first lady, she got up, she went to
school every day.
She was a school teacher. Right. And she dealt with those children, the parents, and the school system.
People like
you. And anybody who's in the school system know. My mother's a teacher, so I was a good parent. I was an advocate. However, I have educators in my family, so I know the struggle, right? I knew.
So you say, anyway.
Right, Well, if my mama was here, she'd tell you, but maybe she'll come in her dreams tonight because she'll let you know. She's not here anymore. So I wanted to cover a little bit about, her official history before we get into the softer side and the personal side of her, because I think the news has done a great job of covering the philanthropist.
Sure. Right.
The person that had students when they didn't have dinner Thanksgiving, they came and ate at the president's house.
Sure.
You've heard a lot of things like that. So let me talk a little bit more about, so she was born the fourth child of four children in Texas, in Houston, Texas, and she attended J.J. Rose Elementary. She received her diploma from E.E. Worthington High School in Houston, and then she went on to graduate from Prairie View A&M University in Texas, and that's where she met her husband. She earned a Bachelor's of Arts degree in education with a minor in art. She later completed her graduate work at Oklahoma State University and the University of Louisville. And so just a little bit more about her history before she came to MTSU. And so people who may be listening in, like I said, and not be aware of who she is. And her birthday came quick. And I can understand that it's hard to talk about this because she was just here. And I know it took me time with Candy to even be able to come in and talk about it.
I know it did. It took us a long time. We planned the show for a long time before you got here.
I do appreciate Phyllis for being able to come, and I do want to hand it over to her because, and then anybody else who wants to call in, we may call out to a couple people because I do want to hear a little bit more about the friend and whatever, and we need to take a quick break.
Right.
I'll hand it over to you. It's your show, so I'll just hand it back to the moderator, I guess. But I do want to say some things about her officially that people may or may not have seen in the news or heard, read about.
A wonderful lady and a lady that, we'll talk about more when we get back, if we can. And Phyllis is going to chime in with us and help us out. Connor, we're going to go to our first break. You're listening to All of Us. Sally Franklin's here, Phyllis, and Julie Frederick's here with us somewhere. Connor's on the board. We're going to be back with you right after this. Stay with us. Hello, everyone. It's Ed with Private Investigations in Middle Tennessee. If you just need someone checked out on a background check, tag them a run, or if you need someone full-fledged follow, give us a call. You can reach me at 615-390-7219. That's 615-390-7219. Or check out our website at piofmt.com. That's piofmt.com.
I felt so alone, scared, angry, full of self-pity. I just wanted to die, so I took another drink. Then I heard about AA and went to my first meeting. The people there talked about those same feelings. I was no longer alone. They gave me help to stop drinking and hope to start living. Alcoholics Anonymous, it works. Look us up. Check your phone book, newspaper, or AA.org.
And I want to tell you about a great friend of ours, Jay Mullins Jewelers. They've been in this county for going on 100 years now. And their new location is 1640 Memorial Boulevard, right here in Murfreesboro. Jewelry for any and all occasions, weddings, birthdays, of course, all holidays, Christmas and everything, getting real busy around the Christmas holidays. Check them out at 1640 Memorial Boulevard, right here in Murfreesboro. Jay Mullins Jewelers. Can't beat it. Hello, everyone. It's Ed with Private Investigations in Middle Tennessee. If you just need someone checked out on a background check, tag them a run, or if you need someone full-fledged follow, give us a call. You can reach me at 615-390-7219. That's 615-390-7219. Or check out our website at piofmt.com.
That's PIofMT.com.
I felt so alone, scared, angry, full of self-pity. I just wanted to die, so I took another drink. Then I heard about AA and went to my first meeting. The people there talked about those same feelings. I was no longer alone. They gave me help to stop drinking and hope to start living. Alcoholics Anonymous, it works. Look us up. Check your phone book, newspaper, or AA.org.
And I want to tell you about a great friend of ours, Jay Mullins Jewelers. You know, they've been in this county for going on 100 years now. And their new location is 1640 Memorial Boulevard, right here in Murfreesboro. Jewelry for any and all occasions, weddings, birthdays, of course, all holidays, Christmas and everything, getting real busy around the Christmas holidays. Check them out at 1640 Memorial Boulevard, right here in Murfreesboro. You know, Jay Mullins Jewelers. Can't beat it. Hey, I'm sorry I'm back. I was over here lying to Julie. And
that's what you're good at, Ed.
Talking about how wealthy I am. And she said, so your wife's got a good job. I said, you got that right.
I told you she's a saint.
Okay. We are back. Ed Raymer with the Evanly Raymer Show. And Julie, Sally is taking this thing over. Sally Franklin. And tell us about, the great Liz McPhee. And I want to say this, and then I'm going to let you ladies go ahead. And Phyllis Washington is here. You know, and I told y'all before we came back here and went on air, the lady always caught me as a woman that did not present herself as, in other words, she didn't push herself off. I'm the first lady of MTSU, you know, that you never would have. I mean, there was a friend of mine that said they used to run into her with juniors over to the grocery store all the time. Maybe I ran into her and just didn't recognize her because she didn't have a hat on. You know, I don't know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because I go to juniors too. We go over and shop. And but she never presented herself as, look at me. It was, you know, I'm here to do this and do this work. And where do we start, you know?
You always knew who she was if you saw her out at events because of the hat, right?
Sure,
and,
sure.
So she's a tiny lady with somewhat of a big and humble presence, you know, as far as, and the impact that she made, you know, is immeasurable because you consider all of the lives that she touched through the university, the students, at the schools and all of those things. And then when Phyllis and I caught up about talking about the show, what, you know, Phyllis shared is a little bit more of the human side of her. Like that not only was she, she was a mother, grandmother, you know, the first lady of MTSU, also very much a friend and a great friend. A great wife, a great mother. And so Phyllis was sharing with me some of the traditions and just some of the funny stories and things about what they did. And, you know, I can share my story of when I met her, but I'll do that at the end if we have some time.
Sure.
I just want to go ahead and hand it off to Phyllis and let her talk a little bit about, you know, just the stuff that you shared with me where, you know, as retirees, and I know she's not, I guess Liz was somewhat retired because she wasn't working as an educator, but.
Sure. Yeah,
I'm sure being the first lady was more than a full-time job. So, what she did to help run our chapter and stuff like that.
Phyllis, what can you tell us about this wonderful lady?
First of all, let me just say thank you for giving me the opportunity to to come tonight to honor her.
You're more than welcome.
I knew it was going to be hard, but I'm doing this for her, so I'm taking myself out of this, and I'm focusing on Liz.
Okay.
And back to what you said, many times when we would go somewhere and I would introduce her as First Lady, she would say, "Don't introduce me that way." You know, she would stop me from introducing. Yeah. She wanted to be
just
I'm Liz McPhee.
Right.
Because I would say, "This is Liz McPhee, First Lady of them," and she'd look at me and go, "Stop it, Phyllis." But I was respecting her.
Sure, as I would have done too.
Exactly.
So I don't, you know.
Yes,
you know.
Yes.
You know.
But Liz retired, I think, a year before I did. And she kept saying, "Phyllis, you need to retire. You need to retire." And when I did, which was in 2015, we were like, okay, what all are we going to do? Movies. Every Tuesday, we go to the movies.
Okay.
All every right. Tuesday. So we take, it's four of us. Four of us do everything together, and I have to call their names to give them that respect.
Okay.
Mary Kennedy is one of the four. Hetty Carter is one, and Liz and I.
Okay.
So we did everything together. We made sure our seats were together at the movies, and we'd go on Tuesdays because that's discount day. Now, of course, it didn't matter to Liz that it was discount day, but to the rest of us,
she was going to get in free anyway. But
no, she got.
She probably could have done that.
She probably.
I mean, I'm sure she could have pulled rank many a time, and she didn't do it.
She
no. She would. Right. She pay her way into other people's. That's who Liz was.
Yeah.
Right. That's what I. That's what I'm talking about.
I have heard some of my sorority sisters say she has got paid dues during meetings for people that could not be active.
Oh yes.
I don't doubt.
She would, I mean, she would never tell you that, I'm telling you. But
And that's how she was.
That's how she was.
Yeah. And she really spoiled us because she'd always have us some cake.
Oh, Lord. Yeah.
In the movie theater.
And it would be
in a movie theater.
It would be warm. So either she just took it out of the oven or she heated it up.
Oh, yeah. They let her in for free.
Oh, my God.
Those young kids working there. Yeah, but they did. Yeah, grandma was here, you know.
With the cake.
So she'd get the popcorn and the hot dog and the Coke. She'd get whatever she wanted. But for us, she would have cake for us. So, you know, that was always a treat. We were like little kids in the movie.
So was she a pretty good cook as far as you know?
That was one of her gifts.
Really?
Yes.
Excellent cook. And not only that, she enjoyed inviting people over for dinner.
Right.
She'd call, "What are you doing for lunch? Come over, I've cooked." Or she'd invite you over for dinner. And she'd always have, I think, the table seat at 12. And she'd always try to have about 12 people sitting at that table.
Try to fill every seat.
She tried to fill every seat. But she was known for her cooking. In fact, for some of the fundraisers that she did, you would bid on a chance to win dinner at her house.
Oh, great day.
And she would cook all the food, and that would be part of her fundraiser.
Now, what was her forte? What was the genre she liked cooking?
Gosh,
I mean, was it country cooking?
Yes.
I mean, whatever. I mean,
yes.
We're homemade, talking white beans, cornbread.
Exactly.
There you go.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Mashed potatoes, pork
and
chops.
And cakes. I think cakes were her specialty,
too.
Well,
she'd have about four cakes there for you to
choose from, and
you could say, "Well, I'd like a slice of all four of them." So,
man, it's just like being in a cafeteria, wasn't it? Great day.
It really was.
Really,
it really was. I mean, that she always said.
And you broke bread at that table with her.
Oh, how many times?
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, so many people have. I'm sure. I mean, I'm not saying it's not a big deal or an honor. I'm just saying she opened that house up in ways you couldn't imagine.
Well, I think that's another. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, and she cooked. People weren't serving you. She was serving you.
The people's house and the alumni's house of MTSU.
Yeah.
You knew,
exactly.
Even though they've been there a quarter century, her and her husband, and Lord of the changes that university has gone through, and our hats are off to both of them. That's a whole different subject. But she realized, you know, we're just here temporarily.
Exactly.
You know, we are a temporary resident of this place.
And we are servants of the people.
Yeah,
that,
sure.
That was her stand.
Yeah. And goodness knows, you know, and don't get me wrong. Now, we're not to the extent that Dr. and Ms. McPhee was. You get a lot of, being out in public, you get a lot of invitations to stuff, okay?
Right.
And you can't answer them all. But being at MTSU, being president and first lady, that's kind of hard to do. So you got to help each other. I mean, Bart Walker and his wife here have had it owning this station for now going on 50 years. Hey, you know, but you can't. You just can't answer everybody. But anyway, you know, and I'm sure there were some they hated, but they just there were so many, you know, and people, they did want to see them. They want, you know, press the flesh. And I'm sure Dr. McPhee get a favor or two. You know, I'm sure that always entered the fray, but or even with Ms. McPhee. I'm sorry. Go ahead, Phil. I'm sorry.
But she was known for her cooking.
Really?
She was known for that.
I never knew that.
Oh, yes. And I'm sorry you didn't know that.
No, I'm eating is a pastime. I never went to any of the Overeaters Anonymous meetings. I just didn't figure that was for me. Anyway.
But you know, you talk about her schedule. She really, really had a busy schedule. And we all knew we had to set aside Tuesday for the movies. That was just a ritual there. We just had to.
Right.
But sometimes Liz would have to leave early because of another engagement.
Sure.
You know, an MTSU engagement.
That's what I'm talking about.
And I would be sitting there thinking, oh, how can you get up and leave in the middle of this great movie? But she knew, you know. But she would get there really early. She'd be the first person
there.
And it would be so she could relax and get ready for the next event. So she would come really early.
Oh, I'm sure there's plenty. And I'm sure Dr. McPhee, after this tragic loss she's at, I'm sure... I don't mean it's like sad, but he's probably in more popular demand than he's been in a long time because they want to hear a story or two about his wife. You know,
and I'm not sure he can tell those.
It's hard because it is a shock.
You know, really hard.
And I'm sure they will and they do.
But people want to hear it out of the goodness of their heart. Yeah. They want to, you know.
Well, pretty much you'd really say that it probably split their capacity in half at least because she was out representing the university as a first lady in ways that she didn't absolutely have to, right?
Exactly.
And I think Rick Insull talked about that some when he found out that she had passed. You know, she rode on the bus with the ladies' basketball team. She was at all their games.
I did not know that.
No, I mean, she rode on the bus with the ladies' basketball team, and she did stuff for, he said, him and his family and, you know, their organization that were immeasurable. So, and those things, like I said, they've been on the news, and people may have heard some of those things.
These are things I did not know.
And, you know, when she passed, she was planning a fundraising event for women's sports at MTSU.
Really?
It was going to be an all-male fashion show. And the day that she passed, that morning, she was on the phone making plans for it.
Is that right?
Yes.
Yeah.
And she was told.
An all-male fashion show.
An all-male fashion show.
Yeah, well, I haven't got an invitation yet.
It'll happen because she told the other person, do not cancel the meeting. She said, have the meeting, do this, and this. And that's,
so she was in the hospital.
She was in the hospital. And so.
Really?
Yes.
Yeah. Her legacy will live on for a long time. But yeah, let Phyllis talk about whatever other good stories and things that they did as friends.
And since the sorority was just so near and dear to her, I just want to say in 2001, when they moved here, she met Mary Scales, who was working at the university.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
And she let Mary Scales know that she wanted to become a member of the sorority. And in 2002, she did. She did.
Okay.
Yes. And so from 2002 until her transitioning, she was true to the sorority. She worked with students. We have a component where you're working with young Sometimes it's young ladies, and sometimes it's young ladies and young men, or what.
Sure.
But
sure.
She has always been chair or co-chair since 2002 of whatever our youth initiative is. One time it was AKA Teens.
Mm-hmm.
We've had young leaders, and hopefully we can talk to one of the sorority sisters she was working with.
Okay. Sure.
Tonight, hopefully we can talk to her.
Okay.
So she can.
I'll tell you what. While we let's gather our thoughts, if that's okay with you, Sally, please. And no, seriously, because I mean, these ladies are running this out.
You gotta pay the bills.
No, and I'm sure WGNS would appreciate it if I'd pay my bill. And we are looking for handouts here, if you're not. But anyway, hey, Ed Raymer for the Edwin Lee Raymer Show. We're talking about the late Miss Liz McPhee, former first lady of MTSU. And Connor's on the board, and he's going to take us to our final break. If you would, Connor, please, back with you right after this. Hello, everyone. It's Ed with Private Investigations in Middle Tennessee. You know, if you just need someone checked out on a background check, tag them a run, or if you need someone full-fledged followed, give us a call. You can reach me at 615-390-7219. That's 615-390-7219. Or check out our website at piofmt.com. That's piofmt.com.
I felt so alone, scared, angry, full of self-pity. I just wanted to die, so I took another drink. Then I heard about AA and went to my first meeting. The people there talked about those same feelings. I was no longer alone. They gave me help to stop drinking and hope to start living. Alcoholics Anonymous, it works. Look us up. Check your phone book, newspaper, or AA.org.
And I want to tell you about a great friend of ours, Jay Mullins Jewelers. You know, they've been in this county for going on 100 years now. And their new location is 1640 Memorial Boulevard, right here in Murfreesboro. Jewelry for any and all occasions, weddings, birthdays, of course, all holidays, Christmas and everything, getting real busy around the Christmas holidays. Check them out at 1640 Memorial Boulevard, right here in Murfreesboro. You know, Jay Mullins Jewelers. Can't beat it. Hello, everyone. It's Ed with Private Investigations in Middle Tennessee. You know, if you just need someone checked out on a background check, tag them a run, or if you need someone full-fledged followed, give us a call. You can reach me at 615-390-7219. That's 615-390-7219. Or check out our website at piofmt.com. That's piofmt.com.
I felt so alone, scared, angry, full of self-pity. I just wanted to die, so I took another drink. Then I heard about AA and went to my first meeting. The people there talked about those same feelings. I was no longer alone. They gave me help to stop drinking and hope to start living. Alcoholics Anonymous, it works. Look us up. Check your phone book, newspaper, or AA.org.
And I want to tell you about a great friend of ours, Jay Mullins Jewelers. You know, they've been in this county for going on 100 years now. And their new location is 1640 Memorial Boulevard, right here in Murfreesboro. Jewelry for any and all occasions, weddings, birthdays, of course, all holidays, Christmas and everything, getting real busy around the Christmas holidays. Check them out at 1640 Memorial Boulevard, right here in Murfreesboro. You know, Jay Mullins Jewelers. Can't beat it.
Busy time at the Vatican. I'm Fred Bottomer with Report on Religion. This past Wednesday marked the start of Lent for Catholics around the world. CBS News reporter Sabina Castelfranco has more on an ancient service conducted by Vatican officials.
Pope Leo and members of the Roman Curia take part in an Ash Wednesday procession to mark the start of Lent. They carry ashes from the Benedictine Church of Sant'Anselmo to the nearby Dominican Basilica of Santa Sabina, where a Mass is celebrated, a tradition that dates back more than 1,500 years.
Pope Leo's 2026 Lenten message calls for a fast from words that hurt, urging the faithful to replace harsh language, slander, and online toxicity with words of hope and peace. The Vatican, meanwhile, has said no to a proposal from President Trump.
The Vatican's top diplomat, Cardinal Pietro Parolin, has said the Vatican will not participate in President Trump's so-called Board of Peace initiative. Pope Leo has been critical of some of Trump's policies. The Pope was invited to join the board in January, but Parolin said the Vatican believes the United Nations is the institution responsible for managing crisis situations.
The Vatican in the coming week will bring in technology to help the faithful attending services there. And it comes at an important milestone.
The Vatican is marking the 400th anniversary of the consecration of St. Peter's Basilica with a variety of visitor-friendly initiatives. Among these are a new online reservation system to avoid lengthy waits to get into the church, and AI-assisted translations for masses in up to 60 languages.
This initiative also includes the opening of previously inaccessible areas of St. Peter's Basilica to the faithful. With Report on Religion, Fred Bottomer, CBS News.
Thank you, Connor. Appreciate it. We're back. Ed Raymer for the Edwin Lee Raymer Show, and we're here on a Sunday night, 8 o'clock, like we always are, right here off the square in Rutherford County, the historic square in the heart of the great volunteer state in Murfreesboro, Tennessee. And my guest tonight is Sally Franklin and Phyllis Washington, and Julie Frederick's running around here somewhere. She's helping out. And we're doing a show in memory of Miss Liz McPhee. And ladies, again, I've let y'all do this. You got some people you want to call. If you want to call us, folks, you can reach us at 615-893-1450. That's 615-893-1450. Okay?
Okay.
Sally?
All right.
Or Miss Phyllis?
Let Phyllis keep going. I know there were some other things she wanted to mention knew were important to Liz.
Right. I wanted to mention, I had already told you about the Tuesday movies.
Oh, yeah.
Wednesday was dedicated to Bible study at First Baptist. We did the 12 o'clock Bible study. So that was near and dear to Liz's heart also.
Probably a time y'all could unwind.
Yes.
Probably for her,
and
I would think.
And be fed for the rest of the week.
Sure.
Definitely.
Right.
So that was near and dear. Mm-hmm. I am from Shelbyville. So there would be activities from in Shelbyville, and I would ask the four, do you all want to go with me to Shelbyville? And they always did.
Right.
And so I informed them. I said, now on the way back, there is a turnip green patch I'm going to stop at, and I'm going to pick some turnip greens. Do you all want to pick turnip greens with me? And I just knew First Lady would say, I'm not going to pick turnip greens. Oh, she was all for picking.
She was right at home.
She was all for picking turnip. Now, I'm not going to say she was a good turnip green picker. And the reason
I bet she was a good turnip green cook.
Turnip greens was not her favorite.
Really?
I will say that.
Really?
It was not her favorite, but it was my favorite.
Oh, it is one of mine.
One of mine, too.
So she would pick a bag of turnip greens, and she would say, now, Phyllis, I'm going to give these to you.
Right.
And I was so grateful for them until I went home to clean them. And it was full of grass.
Sure.
And I had to tell her, Liz, your turnip greens were full of grass. We're going to do better.
You're going to have to teach the teacher.
I had to teach the teacher. But every year, she was ready to go pick turnip greens with us. Another tradition was going to Miss Bobo's.
Okay.
Now, that was with Dr. Rita Whitaker, who would pick us up, and we would go to Miss Bobo's. And the thing of it is, for this year, we went to Miss Bobo's on December 8th.
Right.
Liz passed January 8th.
Really?
One month.
One month later.
1 month later. Mm-hmm. And it just shows you what can happen in a month.
Life goes by very fast. We all look at our children.
It doesn't. Love on your people, you know, while your feet and your eyeballs and you're still here. Do what you can do.
Do what.
We've got a caller. We have a caller. Okay. Caller, go ahead. This is Ed Raymer. Go ahead. You're on the air.
Yes. This is Mary Kennedy.
Hello, Miss Kennedy. How are you?
She's one of the four.
Look, I just want to say Liz McPhee, she was a dear friend of mine, and she is greatly missed. And, you know, what I loved about Liz was she didn't mind getting her hands dirty, okay?
As we were just talking about picking the turnip greens, sure.
Yeah, right. And so what happened was my husband passed back in April, and we were out of the country. Liz didn't call to inquire, what can I do for you? She saw a need at my house, mm-hmm. in my backyard.
Right.
Liz came, Phyllis Washington came, Hetty Carter came, and they cleaned my backyard up. It looked like paradise.
Yes.
Because I had people coming in town, and they did that. Liz led the way in doing that. And she didn't stop there. Liz made over 20 corsages for family members, for my husband's memorial.
Yes.
I'll never forget it.
Unbelievable. You know,
that's a friend. That's a friend.
Yes.
I'm telling you, and as I said, you know, that's the way she always struck me, just as a guy. I'm just a guy. I'm not MTSU alumni. All my family is, my wife and her two children. But what I'm saying, she always struck me as just, you know, I'm Liz McPhee, and I'm here to do whatever you need.
Exactly.
You know, mm-hmm. and it wasn't a big deal about it either.
Well, and it's some people are extraordinary friends. Some people are good friends. What
right.
Mary just explained to us is an extraordinary friend.
Right.
An extraordinary friend doesn't ask you, what do you need? They don't send you a card. They
yeah.
show up, and
right.
not only they show up, they bring the army with them. And when I hear about, you know, that these ladies took the time to be friends for each other and make the time to do these things, I think it's just beautiful because, you know, they have their own responsibilities and their own things to do as well. So
now,
I'm grateful
are you
that
still
Mary
with
called
us?
In. Yeah.
Mary?
Okay.
She's still, she hung up?
She hung
well,
up.
I'm sorry,
but,
Mary.
But, you know, and I had told Sally the other night when we were talking, when my father-in-law died, I had to go over and clean out his apartment.
Oh, yeah.
And so mm-hmm. I was telling them, the four, I said, I'm not going to be able, something I, we were going to do it. I said, I'm not going to be able to do it because I need to go and clean out my father-in-law's apartment.
Sure.
And they said, well, we're going with you. And Liz decided she was going to be the head person to lead the way. Now, Phyllis, I want you to clean the drawers. Mary, you clean this.
Organizing it, yeah.
She was the organizer.
Right.
And she had the sponge, and she was scrubbing and doing just like the rest of us.
She didn't care to get, I'm telling you, she didn't care to get the grit under her nails. That is what
literally,
she always struck me at. Literally.
Yeah. She didn't mind doing that.
And that night, maybe at a function with a very expensive gown on and of course, her trademark hat.
Right, and walked in, and nobody would have ever imagined that these things were telling you that that's
she
what
would,
she was
yeah,
doing.
Yeah, what have you been
day.
Doing today? I've been out picking turnip greens.
Oh,
you
yeah.
know. Yeah, no, seriously.
Picking turnip greens or down on her knees scrubbing a cabinet. You know, nobody would have even thought of that, but that's how she was.
Wow.
When I first met Liz, and anytime she was doing a project, she would get people to come and help her. But, you know, you talk about what a dedicated educator she was. So she was at Reese Rogers, and she would plan overnight workshops for the girls and bring in people from all over the community to present and have food for the kids. I mean, she went beyond was expected in everything she did.
Right.
She went beyond. Many gifts. She was a beautiful flower arranger. She could arrange bouquets.
Really?
She could tie the prettiest ribbons. And she called us over to her house one day, and she said, you all are going to learn how to arrange flowers. And I said, did I ask for this? And she said,
you got it.
You're going.
I'm glad she didn't call me.
Yeah.
No, me either.
And she said, but one of the four had asked for that. So I
everybody,
ended up,
yeah.
We all did it.
By default.
So you were the recipient of something you weren't aware you were going to be.
And you know what? She provided everything. That's how she was, too. She provided the flowers, the vase, the everything. And then she said, now you may take the arrangement home. And we felt like little kids sitting there. In fact, we started acting like little kids, and she had to correct
us. Yeah, like you've been working on a project at school. Yeah.
Yes, and so it's sitting at my house now. It's the flower arrangement.
I'll tell you, Phyllis, that's amazing.
It's sitting at my house now. We all took our arrangement. She said, here are all the vases. Pick out what you want. It didn't matter how large, how small. She just gave it away.
Wow. I'll
but she was a giver.
Yes.
She was a giver.
Sure.
You would come to her house. I've seen people walk out with her purses, with her hat. She was a giver. With her necklace, with her jewelry.
Really? We would have like auctions, you know, silent auctions when we'd have the derby party and things like that. And she'd just come over and look in my closet and grab some stuff. You know, she loved to shop too. Like, right?
Oh, was a shopper.
She was a shopper. So, you know, she was going to replace it, but it just was always nice. And then imagine not only, you know, if you bid on something, do you get it? It was the first lady of MTSU's, you know, stuff too. So she has some really beautiful things.
Okay.
Yeah.
But
unbelievable, ladies. Yes. I'll tell you what.
Yeah, she was a fundraiser. She could really.
Now, how old was Liz? How old? 72?
72.
She passed.
73.
She passed. She was 72.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay.
Yes, 72. Yeah. And a very young 72.
Very young 72. Oh, yeah. Yeah. Very vibrant.
Super active. Yeah.
Yes, it's very active.
Yeah. Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes. Very active.
Yeah. And I can remember one time when I was with, we had a step show at MTSU, and it was in the new building, and I was going to say one of the first times, she just made me feel so special because we were waiting in line. I couldn't find my ticket on my phone. She said, no, just come with us.
Sure.
And
I'm sure she can do that.
Yes,
sure.
Yes, she did. And it was Dr. McPhee and her and myself and another sorority sister. And I just felt so important because we walked right to the front, sat right in the front row, and she just treated me like VIP, just like everybody else. Do we have another caller?
We've got another caller. Okay. Caller, go ahead. You're on the air live. Go ahead.
You know, she loved to shop, too. She was a shopper.
Yes. I'm Rita Whitaker, Dr. Whitaker, and Phyllis was mentioning our trip to Miss Mary Bobo's, and it was a joy every year to be able to go to Miss Mary Bobo's with Phyllis and Liz. Mine from Lynchburg, so it was a pleasure to have them in my hometown and enjoyed having them immensely. So she is very, very missed by me.
Ray, how did you get to know her?
I worked at MTSU for 28 years.
All right.
So I met them when they came.
Right.
But I got to know her through Dr. Washington very well.
Right, right. Okay. And you're retired now, I take it, or?
I am retired, but I'm not. I wasn't like those retirees. I retired from MTSU, which is another job, so I didn't have that schedule like they have.
Okay, Phyllis, she took another job. Okay, yeah. She's greedy. Okay, whatever. And thank you so much for calling. We appreciate it. I know the ladies do. Anything else? You got any questions, this lady? Go ahead.
I was just thinking about the young ladies, the young students that Liz always worked with, and we may not have enough time. Do we have
what? Just to mention that, or
you got four or five minutes? Go ahead. You got
Carolyn.
Go ahead.
Let's talk to Carolyn about.
Call her. That's the phone number. I got info.
There's a program called YLI.
Okay.
And I wanted Carolyn to just talk about it. I mentioned, Carolyn mentioned to me something that Liz did last year.
Okay.
with the students. And I wanted her to be able to just maybe kind of tell
Well,
that.
And I think it's important, too. I know that, like we said, this just happened. So I imagine there will be, and I know she's been honored. There was a moment of silence for her at our last sorority event. Scholarships and things that MTSU will do in her name in the future that we'll share with you.
I'm sure there will.
I'm sure there will be so many
justifiably
things.
Justifiably so. Yeah. You know.
Yes.
So. Okay, do we have someone on the phone? I think Connor's taking care of that for you.
Okay.
Who you got here, Connor?
It's Carolyn.
Hello, Miss Carolyn?
It's a dial tone.
Okay, take it. All right, take us down.
Is that her?
Is she there?
Yes.
All right, Carolyn, yeah. Go ahead. Ed Reimer, go ahead and join us, please.
Hi. Okay. Thank you. Thank you very much. And thank you, Dr. Washington, for giving me an opportunity to talk for just a couple of minutes. Oh, and also, Sora Sally, for just a couple of minutes to talk about the Youth Leadership Institute. Mm-hmm.
Well, Carolyn, thank you for calling because I haven't been able to get a word in edgeways, so I'm glad. Go ahead.
Well, the Youth Leadership Institute is a signature program of Alpha Kappa Alpha Sorority, Incorporated, and it was started in 2022, and so Liz and I were the co-chairs. And the program basically is designed for middle schoolers between the ages of 11 and 13. So today was the day that we would always, well, today was a day in which we celebrated the session around discovering countries and their culture. And everyone that knows Liz, of course, knows how Liz is a was a world traveler, loved to travel, loved to shop. But we were still planning this particular program on Wednesday, and of course she transitioned on Thursday. So she was a planner to the very end. She was always active, always busy thinking about the next project. And one of the things that there were so many things that I loved and admired about her, but certainly the fact that she wanted to provide an opportunity for the students who might not otherwise get to travel to a different country to experience that by selecting the country and whatever rituals that we can even bring to the classroom, letting them be able to have that experience. And so one of the things that Dr. Washington was talking about was last year when the students chose China as one of the countries, she had a doctor from the university to come in and to perform the tea ritual. And this was such an awesome, it's a delicate process, but it was just so awe-inspiring to be served, to learn, you know, the ritual, to learn, you know, the significance of the tea leaves and how that should be, you know, served and just all of that. It was just absolutely amazing. But that's what she did. Mm-hmm. She would always think, I can bring an idea, and then she will take it to the next level. So it's not going to just stop at, you know, what's ordinary. She's going to always find a way to.
Yeah, she could expand on that idea.
Oh, absolutely.
Sounds like it. Yeah,
absolutely.
Did you ever pick any turnip greens with her?
You know what? I did not pick turnip greens, but I had the pleasure of. I did have the pleasure of her cooking.
Well, I did. I wish I had because I'm really getting hungry now for some pork chops, mashed potatoes, and turnip greens, and a bowl of white beans. I'll tell you that.
Good cut.
Well, Carol, we're about out of time. Thank you so much for calling.
Thank you. We appreciate
it.
Thank you so much.
Ladies, we're down to our last 20 seconds. Thank you.
Thank you, Ed.
No, you are more than welcome. And Miss Washington, a pleasure to make your acquaintance. And you are welcome back anytime.
Thank you.
And
we'll be back for the sorority we'll be fundraising and
Even though you're married to Ron, I'm really happy about it.
You won't hold that against me.
Julie Frederick, who's here for moral support. She's sitting around here somewhere.
Yeah.
Connor's been on the board for the Edwin Lee Reimer Show. I'm Ed Reimer. Until next Sunday night, I'll catch you down the road. Good night.